Well, Chris Lees is joining us now. He's got some genuine chances today at Gosford. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Andrew.
Mate, you're being a bit greedy, aren't you?
Oh, well, it's there. You know, all the owners love a chance to get a runner in the race, so do our best.
Well, you got four there at the moment. That's right, isn't it?
Four are qualified, yeah.
Yeah, four are qualified in the provincial championships final. You've got four more running today. Are the owners of these horses, are they all different, Chris?
Yeah, I think it shows one of the great things of racing. If you look at the four that are qualified, they come from all various areas. We've got one horse is a leased horse with a number of owners. Another's owned by Crisfield Stud. And so there's a big variety of owners, and it's giving everyone a great opportunity to maximise their prize money.
And really, I think the build-up to it's been fantastic, the whole thing, and you've got racing today, the final one. Of the four that are there, Chris, are they all likely to run there at this stage on the 11th?
Yeah, they'll definitely run at this stage.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's go through the ones today. Powerline is the first Saddlecloth Order. It's coming off running in that provincial heat at Hawkesbury when it was a soft five. So you're going to roll into something more similar today.
Yeah, he's probably been a little disappointing this preparation. He was a city winner last time in and just struggling to find his form, although he was slow away and I think he had excuses last week. He didn't have a great deal of room from then on. He's a chance, but he's drawn very awkward today.
You had to get in the right spot the other day too, didn't you, at Hawkesbury?
Yeah, he certainly did.
Yeah, okay, so hopeful of an improvement there. Down to Jimmy says yes. It's also coming off running in one of these races at Newcastle. It got beaten four that day, but it made up some ground late.
She is better suited back to 1,200. Kept her a little fresh off that last run. All the better form is around 11 to 1,200. So she should get a nice run back off the speed, and she's probably the best of my chances.
You reckon? Okay, the best of them, Jimmy says yes. Pinball Lass is another one that's drawn the inside. It's first up. You've aimed towards this as a last sort of ditch?
Yeah, well, she had 20 starts. She could only run in one of them. So
okay.
She's been ready for a while, and this was the most suitable race. Again, whether she's got the class to run the first three here would be questionable, but she's effective fresh.
And also slightly effective on rain affected?
Yeah, won't worry at all.
Yeah, okay. And the one down the bottom, this is an interesting one for me, Macon County that now gets a start. Tommy Berry goes on. It's had the one run, which was pretty good coming off the pace to win at Scone. It was a maiden, so it's a big step today.
Yeah, his win was okay. He was under pressure a long way from home, but he's always give us... We thought that he'd be better suited at 1,400, possibly even a mile. The blinkers go on today. We'll ride him back from the gate, and you'd expect, being this race, there'd be a fair bit of pressure in the race. He could be the one getting home late.
Yeah, look, it's a step, isn't it? Maiden into a race like this, but it's the one with a lot of, you would hope, uprised on what it's done.
Well, of my horses, he's probably one with the most upside, but again, as you're right, he's stepping from a maiden to a class five.
Yep, okay. We'll wait and see what happens there. Back early, so just summarising that, you feel at this stage that Jimmy Says Yes is probably the best of your four?
I think on current form, yes.
Okay. Back a race. One more Zeta lines up in today's Gosford Guineas. Drawn inside, soft track. Winker's taken off after its last run in the Fireball.
Yeah, two runs have been quite good, although we're just looking for the right race where she can just get a little bit of cover and come off their back. From one gate, she gets that opportunity today. Fields fell away a little, still a bit of depth there, but she's a pretty high quality filly, and I think she'll race very well today.
And what about her? Have you got a gun instinct on rain affected?
She's trialled okay on it, but again, until you put them down race day, you don't know.
Yeah, but off her work at home and a track, she's certainly trained on since that Fireball.
Yeah, she has. Her work's been quite good, and we've kept her fresh for this race.
Okay. All right. They're the ones for you today, aren't they, I think, in the two feature races?
Yeah, that's it, Andrew.
The obvious, before I let you go, how's Lucia Valentina and Protectionist?
Lucia Valentina's had 4 days out on our water walker just to freshen her up and come back in with a view of going to Queen Elizabeth. And of course, she's hopeful for a bit of rain, which looking likely. Protectionist, so I was pleased with his run without getting into the placings on Saturday. I think he's working towards the Sydney Cup, and I think it's going to be a terrific race, but I think he's one of three or four chances there.
Yeah, Hartnell was pretty good, and of course we're going to see Red Cadeau, who loves a 2 mile, but look, we know how good he is at this trip. He's just got to turn up and try and do it on the day, but you're confident the way he finished off the other day and the way he is at home, he's in good order.
Yeah, I think he's just ready to go, so they would.
Okay. Good luck today, Chris. I hope you can build on those four in the provincial.
Yeah, we'll see. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Chris. Chris Lee's there. Four already in the final at Randwick on April 11, and four runners today. We'll wait and see what unfolds. Joe Pride's joining us. Morning to you, Joe.
Good morning.
You got the Gosford Guineas today, and this handy three-year-old Mr. Bogart, or is he a bit more than handy?
Look, he's very honest and very consistent. Racing particularly well at the moment. I've been really, really happy with his preparation. So let's hope he can take his first black type race out today.
You've brought him through this summer, sort of into the autumn time. He's maintaining his form, isn't he?
He is. No, he's been, as I say, model of consistency. So really pleased with that aspect of it. And this looks like a nice race for him today. The only query I'd have today would just be the soft track.
You've had a couple of goes on it.
He's had two goes on tracks rated 5. And look, you can make other excuses for him, but they maybe aren't his best runs. So I'm not sure what that means coming into the day, but I'm certainly on a slow 7, prepared to give it a go. You know, if it had been heavy, I probably would have pulled him out.
Yeah, understand. He's run behind Peeping, who's going into the PJ Bell on Saturday, is near enough favourite. I think you've got the right form, haven't you?
I think so, yeah. That's a pretty strong race. I thought the horse that beat us, Matt Dales down at Canberra, is a pretty smart horse. And, I think he's going there with the right form lines.
Yeah, well, that was Ron Barrow, who's since been sold to Hong Kong. So I think that tells us that they, you know, whoever was around Ron Barrow knew it was a good horse.
Sure.
Yeah. So the only thing in your mind is just getting through this rain-affected track.
Yeah, I'd be hoping it improves as the day goes on. I've still got no idea whether Gosford will do that, but if it does, that'll certainly enhance our chances.
And from the draw, do you roll forward here?
Yeah, he's an on-speed horse. You roll forward and get in a good handy position, I would hope.
Yep, okay. All right, that's the good news there. What about, I know Duff wants to chat on Saturday morning about the team, but how are they at this stage for the weekend?
Really good, yes. So we've got the 3 and the TJ, and then Distant Kiss and the Doncaster. Really pleased with them. Happy to see as much rainfall at Randwick as already has happened, but happy to see some more. So all good wet track is my four on Saturday.
And your pace in the TJ Smith, you're probably, you're going to be the 3 there, aren't you, really?
I think they're up there and out of trouble, which is nice, yeah.
Yeah, and it was, I should say this on air, I appreciate the text on Wednesday when you made, it was a late decision with Rain Affair. Was that down to the weather?
It was down to the weather, and just when I found out there was such a small field. But the weather certainly tilted me there, because he could run around in the hallmark in another 2 weeks' time. We could not, we won't be guaranteed a wet track, but I think we are guaranteed a wet track Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. All right, mate. Good luck today with Mr. Bogart.
My pleasure. Thanks so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Joe. Joe Pride joining us there. Mr. Bogart lining up in the Gosford Guineas. Well, Wayne Slinkard has got Footy Fan lining up in the Provincial Championship qualifier. Morning to you, Wade.
Good morning.
You're building in, mate. I think the last crack today for many, obviously.
That's right. I mean, it's obvious it's not the ideal preparation for this mare, especially coming off a long break. But she did have about 5 months slow work on water walkers and treadmills and everything else before we trialled her. So she had a good grounding, but backing her up in a week is not ideal, probably. But you only get one crack at a $100,000 race.
Did you think, I thought the run at Hawkesbury, as I said to Chris Lees a little while ago, you had to be in the spot there at Hawkesbury the other day for whatever reason, but your horse kept coming, only got beaten 2.5.
That's right, and she did draw 14 or something like she did today, and so she didn't have many favours.
No, she's.
But she does race like that. And even today she's drawn wide, but probably by that time of the day, if a bit of sting out of the track, it might be the place to be.
Yeah, exactly. I know it's a quick backup, as you say, but can you see improvement in her?
I don't think we've had time enough to say there's improvement, but she's definitely eating up and very sound and well.
Yeah.
So I can't see why she wouldn't run a good race.
She had that long time off there from running down in Melbourne in the spring of 2013, and you brought her back ever so slowly. The owners have obviously been very patient to be a great little asset to get into a $300,000 final.
Well, I think that's why we're racing today. The owners have been very, very good, and they thought, well, we only get one crack at it. We mightn't be here next year,
so yeah, nah.
We may as well have a go. And if the horse hadn't eaten up or didn't show its normal pattern of freshness, we wouldn't be running her.
Understand. The positive is rain-affected form.
Yeah, she's all right on rain-affected tracks. She's always performed. I don't know what the track will be like by her race, but it's pretty slow at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a slow seven. It may improve a little bit, but it's certainly going to have the sting out of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that'll certainly be in her favour from a wide barrier. She'll be on a bit of new turf coming across, and I think there's a bit of speed there. So, we can only hope, but we only get one crack at this race, so we may as well have a go.
Exactly, and I know the other thing too is Claire Nutman. When Claire's on her, she normally runs pretty good. So the team's back together again. Footy
That's
fan.
That's right, and also if she didn't fire as good as she we think she should, Claire wouldn't knock her about that much either.
Understand. Good luck today, mate. Hope for the owners that she can make the first three and make the final.
I hope so too.
Good on you, Wade.
Thank you.
Wade Slinkard there from Hawkesbury with Footy Fan. The final provincial qualifier at Gosford coming up. And, of course, we've got the Gosford Guineas. Next week, of course, we've got the Inglis Yearling Sales. And Tim Stakemeyer is flying into Sydney later this morning to be a part of it for Sheikh Mohammed bin Khalifa Al Maktoum. Tim, good morning.
Morning, Andrew.
I hope I've got you before you board that plane.
I've got a few minutes left. No
okay.
problem.
Look, it's an exciting sale always, Tim, and I know this sale last year was, well, it's proving okay at this stage because you bought Suburg out of it.
Yeah, we know we're very happy with Suburg running on Saturday. I think it was sort of our pick of the whole sale, so we got it right, I think.
It was what made Suburg. It was obviously by Schnitzel out of Monte Rosso. At that time, what was special about now this horse that's developed into Suburg?
I think it just had a presence about it. The way it sort of walked around the sale yard. I mean, it just had a walk to it, and it was very athletic looking. Schnitzel's very hot. We're very lucky to have him.
What are you hearing? Are you hearing the right things from Hawks Racing?
I think so. We've got a good draw, so that helps.
Yeah. And it's had a couple of nice trials too. The one earlier this week seemed to do it rather comfortably. I guess going back to when it ran second to Vancouver in the Breeders, you would have hoped to have been in around slipper time, but you're hopefully here picking up some nice prize money and group prestige before the end of the spring, end of the autumn.
That's the plan. It ran in the Breeders' plate. It picked up a little injury coming out of that. But look, it's fine now, and had a nice easy gallop on Monday. And I think we'll see where we go after this race.
Another one that we should talk about is Pride of Dubai. New owners have bought into the horse with Sheikh bin Khalifa. We're looking forward to seeing that horse coming up as well.
Yeah, no, Pride of Dubai, very exciting. It's a homebred. By Street Cry, it's got a lovely female line going back to Invincible Spirit. And I'm hearing good vibes from the Snowden camp about that one too. So fingers crossed for Saturday.
Are there many homebreds, Tim, out of Sheikh bin Khalifa's team?
We've got about 25 brood mares up in the Hunter Valley. So I guess we'd probably have about sort of 17, 18 yearlings each year.
Yep. And they obviously, they stay here in Australia?
Yes, they do. A few years ago, we sort of sent a few to South Africa, but Sheikh Mohammed seems to be buying a few more at Easter now and sending those straight to South Africa and keeping the homebreds here.
Yeah, no, I understand. Who, Tim, this sale has become so big. We see people now, you mentioned South Africa and obviously from the UK that come here. You travel around the world. Can you tell us in words just how this Inglis Easter sale is related around the world?
Oh, look, I think, worldwide everyone talks about the Easter Inglis yearling sale. It's look, I think it's the biggest and the best. You know, I think our horses are the best. It's just, you know, it's a pleasure to attend, and it's great Sheikh Mohammed's coming down for it. He gets very excited about it, and, you know, hopefully we can find some nice ones there this year. I'm sure we will.
And, Tim, are you one that goes in specs? How do you play it going into your sale preparation-wise?
Well, the trainers that Sheikh Mohammed, gives horses to, we get them to go round, and they give us a short list of what they like. We have a look at all the horses that Sheikh Mohammed wants to look at. He's sort of going through the catalogue right now. And then we'll sort of match them up and go and look at them, get them vetted, and make a decision from there.
And do your best. It was pretty intense on a couple last year. It's great entertainment for us.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
How do you hold up with it?
It's very stressful. It's very stressful.
I reckon you'd have a stiff scotch at the end of the day, whatever happens. Are we going to see any of your, Sheikh bin Khalifa in town next week?
Yep, the party arrives tomorrow morning, and we'll all be at the races on Saturday, and then we'll be inspecting horses, I guess, from Sunday onwards.
And you mentioned party. It is. He does bring a group that are all obviously very keen on their thoroughbred racing.
Look, I think there's about 10 of them coming this year. And, you know, they all follow the races. They follow it in Dubai. They follow it wherever Sheikh Mohammed's got his horses. And, they're just very keen on it. And, yeah, I'm sure they're going to really enjoy Saturday.
Yeah, I reckon they will. They've got two live chances with Suberg and Pride of Dubai. Good to talk to you, Tim. I know you're about to board a plane. We'll see you in Sydney at the sales next week. It's going to be an exciting week beginning on Tuesday.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Good on you, Tim. Tim Stakemeyer. Thanks, mate. Tim Stakemeyer joining us there, who is the key player in the Sheikh Mohammed bin Khalifa Al Maktoum team. Tim will be there, as he's just explained. And that tells us, I think, when we see a party of 10 come and be a part of this sale from the bin Khalifa team, I think that tells us just how big the Inglis Easter sale is. We'll be there broadcasting next Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. Many of these people that you're hearing from and other people, Jonathan Darcy will be our key player from Inglis, and of course you'll be able to watch the sale on Sky Thoroughbred Central and 7-2 next Tuesday and Wednesday. Let's go out to Randwick, Navesh Ramdani. Good morning to you, Navesh.
Good morning to you, Andrew.
I said at the start of the show we'd love another couple of days like yesterday, and temperature-wise it's warming up again today, but then we're all sort of holding our breath tomorrow, aren't we?
Yeah, no, that's it. Look, there's a maximum of 28 forecast today, so I think we'll get a relatively good day. However, from late this evening, there's that southerly change kicking in, and they're forecasting some showers sort of late this evening, early hours of tomorrow morning. High chance of showers tomorrow. And Saturday looks a little hit or miss, but that could change. But, at this point, we're just going to have to see through tomorrow and see how that goes.
Yeah. What would you rate it now?
It's a soft six at the moment. It's a genuine soft track. Look, we've had that fair bit of rain. It hasn't been particularly warm except for yesterday, and we're sort of looking forward to today. Hopefully it can help dry that surface off enough so that we can handle more rain that comes over the next couple of days.
I guess the breeze that we had around Sydney yesterday, that's what you really want, isn't it, to help dry it out?
No, it certainly did help. That breeze picked up late yesterday afternoon, together with the warmth, and that's what we're looking for, something just to sort of stir it up a little. Looks like we'll get some breeze this afternoon as well with that 28 degrees, so we hope for some good drying conditions today. But I guess the real question mark is literally those clouds hanging over our head over the next couple of days.
Okay, so a soft six at this stage and the rails in the true position for the first day of the championships. Let's all put us together that we don't want these showers to arrive at Randwick. Let's hope this track continues to improve, although probably, Navesh, there's a few trainers out there that would like it to have sting out and with their horses being able to cope with those conditions. So it's not everyone, is it?
No, that's exactly right. I mean, it suits certain horses. You know, the firmer ground suits some horses. A bit of give suits other horses. So it sort of makes for an interesting mix. But all we really hope for is that we don't get any rain on the day itself, because it gets a bit uncomfortable.
Yep.
You know, whether we get rain before and after the meeting, but, you know, during the meeting itself, we just hope that we can get through without much rainfall.
Understand. All right, mate. We'll talk to you. What I'll do tomorrow, Sky Sports Radio will be taking all the program from Sky Racing One tomorrow with racing coverage and things like that. We'll update on my Twitter page tomorrow morning where this track suits. And then, of course, on Saturday, we're on air from 6:30. Thanks, Navesh.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a good day.
Good on you, mate. Navesh Ramdani out there at Randwick. As I said at the start, Rising Romance is the only early scratching at this stage. Race 3, number 1. Donna Logan has informed that she feels the horse is getting a viral complaint following that heel issue. So Rising Romance is out of the chairman's on Saturday. On that, Arabian Gold got past fit to run yesterday by Racing New South Wales chief vet Craig Sewan. Spoke with David Van Dyke again this morning, and they're very happy with the condition now of the mare going into the Doncaster Mile. It's